Apologize for my cough. I'm, at the tail end of a mock.
Welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Finance and Administration Subcommittee Special Meeting, Tuesday, June 30th, 2026, at 5:01 p.m. at the Town Hall. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Is there number two? Is there any public comment? Is that my hand in the middle of the screen? Seeing no public comment, we'll move on to number three, discussion on finance director and town treasurer job description and job posting.
Could you please clarify just which the red line draft is? Just which is which again?
Those were Kathy's.
Kathy's.
That was Kathy's.
So the blue, unfortunately, yours is not in color. It's too bad. I have a color one. I was hoping everybody was going to have a color one. This is going to be a little difficult. You have a color one. Okay.
You go
in the box. Nice. Yes.
Okay. The ones with color, if you don't have a colored one, at the top of them, they say draft one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so if you that, do, yeah, that should have the color.
Okay. So then I'm the only one with that.
I'll just... You can look on with me.
Here.
Wait, do you have an extra color of them?
Okay, I mean, we could have like a bit more.
If not,
this isn't going to break our printing expenses.
Is that what about over there? Is that
no, this was a color. Oh, but it was circulated electronically, and I have a laptop in front
here,
of me.
You, why don't you look at this? Let's and we that. You and I can look at this. Yeah. But the red
total coming over for 4th of July, so you can see Jaden will be there, Mackenzie, Max,
Kathy, you're
some
not
of my other friends, so you can see everyone.
So the blue is what was on the draft from Stephanie that we had already looked at.
Okay.
The red is what was added as a result of our last meeting.
Right.
And Kathy did a very good job, and which I have told her already, of incorporating all the comments that we made at the last meeting. That it was not easy to do, but she followed them. She tracked them really well.
Yeah.
So this red line version is she sent it to me to look at, and it does incorporate everything that we talked about. So what we have left to do, we did not get to. If you go back to the original draft, there's a paragraph called examples of incidental duties. Those three lines, one, two, and three, we didn't look at that. And then we also didn't look at the following paragraph, knowledge, skills, and abilities required, and all through the end.
Yeah.
So I think we could look at the examples of the incidental duties. But then, in my opinion, when I just reread the knowledge, skills, and abilities required, that to me sounds like a job posting. It doesn't sound like a job description. So I would recommend that we just remove that whole section and use it as the posting or similar, just amend it a little bit and use it as the job posting. Go ahead.
So if we post it, like through CROG and stuff like that,
yeah,
you just put Bolton's looking to hire a CFO.
Yeah.
And for further information, go to the website and everything's right there.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the total posting would be.
Oh, okay.
And
I see.
If you put it in the Hartford Current or something, something like this would probably cost you $400.
Oh, yeah. I really wasn't thinking doing posting it. Do you have, is it, would it cost $400 even for an electronic posting?
So yes, it is going to cost us for electronic because you only get so many free postings on Indeed. And we are past that point this summer because we have been advertising for so many different positions. I just advertised for administrative assistant for five or seven days, and it cost us $400.
Okay. So then there's the whole staffing for the Indian Notch and the rec department. And there's a lot of advertising goes on. So
the full job description, I mean, the full posting is not put on the sites like you just mentioned, Krog or Cost or
No,
LinkedIn.
I do a
Okay.
posting that gives some general information. We're hiring for CFO. This is what the approximate pay will be. Benefits are included. This is a union or a non-union position. And just depending how much we're willing to pay at that time, I try and keep it very short. And then I say for a complete job description and information, visit, and then I list our website.
Okay.
You could mislead people very easily if you try to put in a shortened one, you know, didn't
Okay. But we have a sh where there's going to be a shortened one on our website, though.
the whole thing.
Oh, you're
Like
thinking
the,
post the whole job description on the web?
absolutely. Once they get there, they get the 6 page.
So there will be a quote unquote ad on the web page, and then below that, the whole job description gets posted with it. So they can click right into it and look completely at the job description.
Okay.
So I just
I see.
good
Question.
question. Should the examples of incidental duties and I mean, sorry, knowledge, skills, and abilities, should that be included permanently in the job description?
Well, sure. Let's just tackle incidental duties, right? Just to work our way down the that's. And I would say, is that still necessary with all the other job descriptions as, or the other duties and responsibilities as defined above?
Maintain fixed asset inventories. Was that in there somewhere else? Services, financial consultant for union contract negotiations. I mean, the number one, you're right, that's everywhere in
Right.
here. Yes.
And I don't
But
specifically recall for the fixed asset
fixed
side.
asset inventories. But I didn't see the fixed assets anywhere.
So, in which case that is its own process too, and its own big thing. So that might then benefit us to look to see
If,
where we should include that above.
yeah, I was having a conversation with Stephanie about fixed assets a couple hours ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so do you think
Yeah.
it does it fit better on in somewhere else?
Oh, I
Or
don't have that
okay.
answer.
All
I
right,
do know
but it should be in there.
we need
Okay.
it. Yeah. Leave it the way it is and maybe get rid of number one.
So I would say just a quick skimming too, so subject to change, but somewhere along our bullet seven, where we talk about internal controls, this would be an example of an internal controls, fixed assets, fixed asset inventories. So if there's a way just of calling that out parenthetically within that bullet point or incorporating that into a bullet point around that.
The one that reads serves as internal lead for audit.
No, two underneath that. Maintain strong internal controls, accounting practices.
The red one.
The red one, yes. Is that to be mixed then? Is
Oh,
that
so seven, the
what
second bullet point under paragraph seven?
that? Yes.
So
Okay.
we would want to make it a third bullet point under number seven.
Or incorporate that within.
Incorporate it right into the
Okay. So it's
maintain
right, because I
strong.
guess one of the things too, I'm sorry to cut you off, Rodney,
Sure.
is do. Like, is there which do we then want to take a step back and refer to which specific controls that we mean, which is like, and I wish Jim was here to kind of pick his brain on it. In the university world of sponsored research, we abide by what's called like uniform guidance or the federal acquisition
Right.
regulations. And I know there's a municipal equivalent, I just don't know what those are to say we to abide by those. Because a fixed asset inventory system is a component of those regulations.
Stephanie
Or
would be here at 6, and we could just pop the name in at that point.
just kind of think,
couldn't we just add what
Where I
maintain
guess where
fixed
I'm
asset
going
and
is
just want to move it over.
just add it to the end of one as this that second bullet under seven.
That's fine with me for now. And then we can kind of just let it all shake out.
If I
But please go ahead.
If I were to add it to the third bullet point, maintain strong internal controls, accounting practices, and financial documentation standards to ensure audit readiness, regulatory compliance, and sound fiscal stewardship year round, sorry, maintain fixed asset inventories, and also serves as financial consultant for union contract negotiations. I could just put at the end.
Well, I have a question about that financial consultant for union contract negotiations. I'm not quite sure what that means. So I'm
so holding the union contracts, but including the fixed asset inventory in that for now. Yes.
Okay.
Right. To answer one of the questions, then we'll go back to the other.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody in agreement on, on that?
So delete number one under examples, move number two to below number seven, paragraph seven, and then we have to address number three.
Yes.
Okay.
So I don't really quite understand what a being a financial consultant for union contract negotiations.
Does that just mean they're available to answer questions, or is it more involved?
So
exactly
I will tell you, that when we do the union contracts, it is usually Jim and myself, and then union representative for whatever bargaining unit we're working with. So I'm just going to pull Chip out of highway because he's the highway union steward for that department. So he's involved. What we do is we go back and forth. We can go back and forth also with the actual union, quote unquote, AFSCME steward. We go back and forth with him. Once we have information and it gets approved by both sides, we put everything together. We redo all the rates according to what we've bargained with, and then it goes to Lisa. I always send it to Lisa to approve the rates that we've come up with to make sure that I'm not doing any calculation errors. And then I believe it went to Jill for her to look at as well. I don't know of anything else, quote unquote, financial consultant. It's literally between the town and the bargaining unit. It's what they come up with and what's approved at that point.
It doesn't sound like it needs to be explicitly in a job description.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything more than that,
right,
quite honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I think we...
Thank you, Kathy. Yep. That's helpful.
I think we take it out. So, okay. So then the whole examples of incidental duties is removed. Except and number two is moved.
And number two is incorporated with it.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Now this thank you your knowledge and skills.
Yeah, there was the information that Amanda had provided has a couple of, if we're, to me this sounds more like a job posting. It doesn't really sound, doesn't really fit with the rest of the document. But there, so maybe we should be, I don't know. First question, do you agree with that? Should this not even be in the job description? And should we be talking about...
Yeah, it sounds more like qualifications.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think it's... Right. It is redundant.
Should it be in a separate thing or part of... Yeah, right. There's a lot of redundancy here. Thank you.
So I think we need to
talk... But there should be something that is...
Yeah, and probably... we have... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, qualifications, right?
Right.
What we're looking for.
I think so.
And so we have on the next page, there's minimum qualifications required.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think at this point that would it be, we review the next page and then consider just axing this as well.
So we have, so the first line is a bachelor's degree in a number of different areas. Amanda's information, it adds master's degree preferred. So I think that's our first big question. Do we want to say that a master's degree is preferred?
Well, you can say preferred, which is fine because it doesn't mean it's required.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's, that would sound like standard language to me.
It's not saying required. Yeah. Because I don't know how many master's degree people we're going to get.
Right.
So,
and preferable at least leaves the door open a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think there's something to be said that too, that if there are, it helps with reviewing or excluding, considering candidates to be able to say that, you know, there's two likes at this point. but that there might be one that we kind of like more, that it's easy to say they have a master's, we prefer them. And then that way we are, we're just in our realm.
And the dollar qualifications could come into play then. They're going to be coming in with master's wants 180, and all you have left is.
So I'm not saying, I'm not intimately familiar with individuals anecdotally who have this job. So, the first sentence there, it lists accounting, finance, business administration, or public administration. So, in other words, public administration degree would be sufficient.
Bachelor's
As an example.
Yeah, I don't know whether a public administration degree covers the skills that we are looking for. And don't know.
Right.
I don't know how financially
I don't know either.
financial that is.
I would say there's a so
I guess they can apply and then we
right.
just evaluate it on
My
case by
roommate
case.
in grad school had a master's in public administration, and he was the CFO for the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, there you go.
So,
Okay. All right. So it
all
is,
right.
it could be. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's a good
Good
example.
example. All right. So, and he was the what for Pittsburgh?
The CFO.
Cool.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. Should we add at the end of that first sentence, parentheses, master's degree preferred?
Well, I'm sure we could.
Bachelor's degree or master's degree preferred in.
That's fine.
Okay. T. So right after bachelor's degree or master's
Got this, Kathy?
degree.
Yes, I have that. Bachelor's degree or but master's degree in parentheses preferred.
Or master, not as a commas. Not
You
parent
say
that.
bachelor's or master's degree.
Yeah,
How
either it,
about your bachelor's or master's degree, parentheses,
oh yeah,
preferred.
you want it preferred.
Preferred.
That's right. I'm sorry. My
Okay.
bad.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
And then I was wondering if we should specifically say farther down in that paragraph, the word public, I don't know if that hones in on municipal government. I don't know if that's too broad or not, or if we should add the phrase municipal government. A minimum 6 years experience in financial, comma, public, comma, municipal
I think
government,
we put
comma.
municipal government as the lead on that because it is our preference that somebody in this position has municipal experience. Right?
Would that
Right? Or
incorporate state too? Would that be?
no, I mean,
No.
no, I wouldn't say, but that would be then covered by public.
Let me make sure. That one.
So you're saying an experience in financial.
So you want me to do a minimum of 6 years experience in municipal
Government,
finance,
financial, public school, or
financial.
business management.
So we're leaving it
Okay.
municipal government, comma, financial, comma,
Yeah, it flows weird
or
at that
municipal
point.
government finance. What do you, what is it?
Make it work, Kathy.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I'm comfortable with that discretion as well.
Yeah. And the information that Amanda sent.
Including
Go ahead.
directly leading high performance teams.
Yeah, I'm still at the high performing team. Like, I don't think it fits there. It like
Well,
leadership experience is important as a qualification,
I'd go with that.
but
Yeah.
right, as its own sentence even afterwards. Demonstrated experience leading teams. Something like that.
Directly
So we get
direct.
rid of the including directly leading high performing teams and
Direct.
a demonstrated experience
And team leadership.
in team leadership or something like that.
Okay.
And then actually, that's a fun way to phrase it too, because then it allows for subjectivity. If they're a captain of their soccer team, does that count as,
Leadership?
yeah.
Well,
Shows a quality.
Depends. Did they win the state championship?
Yeah.
Or did they lose under games?
Did you say demonstrated experience in team leadership? Is that how you
said it? Yeah, I think
that's yeah, that's what I said.
I think that's fine.
And just going back to the number of years of experience we're looking for, Amanda's material recommends 7 to 10 years of progressively responsible financial leadership experience, preferably in municipal government or public sector finance. I'm just bringing it to your attention. We have minimum 6 years.
I'd be hesitant to like close people out. Might as well evaluate them case by case.
Honestly, from what we're hearing around the state, there are quite a few positions that are open and they're having a very hard time finding applicants, period. So I think if you go up to the 7 to 10, you're really going to limit what we may find.
You know, accounting people like to follow the rules. So if they're at 6.9 years, they're not going to apply. This is against the rules.
We can't hire you for a month. And you got to keep your job.
I'd apply with 2 years of experience. But... You know, we might miss a good person because they're following the rules, and we want that person that follows the rules. You don't want me in the accounting department, but we do want that.
Okay, and then so that leaves us progressively responsible administrative. So, Kathy, that leading team, does that sentence still end with and progressively responsible administrative experience?
I can add it in there somehow if you'd like.
It's at the end of just our text here, so I just was curious.
How about this? I will rewrite the ending of it to make it all work in there. How's that?
That sounds good for me.
Is that okay?
The only thing we're taking out is including direct leading
high performing teams. Yep. So we'll work it all in there.
Sounds great.
So then I think we should go back to the prior page.
Should we just finish the licenses and the physical exertion?
Yeah, I was just going to blow through.
Is that Connecticut motor vehicle thing just a
access to work?
No, actually,
it's transportation to work.
It's no not. Service. Honestly, you need to have a driver's license because there is banking issues where you do have to go to the bank eventually at some point for some of this.
Okay.
That's why we put it on there. It's on most of our applications, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, that's a good note. Should probably say current. Then get more of
honestly, good note, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not current, we've got other problems with this person, with this candidate. So, but yeah, I agree.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a Connecticut motor vehicle.
Probably should strike Connecticut.
Current motor vehicle license operators. Because, we just knocked out 49 states.
That's true.
Right. And
yeah, that's true.
Is there, I guess that opens a whole other can of worms, too. Is there anything that would stop us from accepting a candidate in Massachusetts or Rhode Island or New York if they should they want to drive?
I would say no. It would just be up to the CFO to start paying Mass's taxes through the payroll, which
does
create.
So then I think, right. So
just current motor vehicle operator's license.
Cool. Yes.
There's a lot of Wall Street CEOs that live in Connecticut.
They're really good. Yes. Okay.
Next. And we're going to get them.
They pay both taxes. We're going to get them. I like that optimism. Are we back? Physical exertion? Is that all right?
Kathy, is that just a required? Is this just a required thing, the physical exertion?
Honestly, I think it just was put in job descriptions so long ago, and it's always just stayed. Like, you want to make sure that somebody can lift a box, you know, because all of us in every department at some point have some box we're lifting, and so you put it in there to make sure it's covered.
I just like there's some stress involved in public job judgment.
Yeah. I a little bit. I only question the ADA compliance this year. That's all.
I'm glad that they
are. Right. And then,
standing and walking.
I mean, just
well, Accommodation's going to be met, of course. So I don't even think, Grant, it's not, it doesn't behoove us to say it. It's a foregone. Yeah, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we looked at it. And the note is good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gwen, now you may pull us back.
Okay, let's go back to the prior page.
Knowledge, skills, and athletic abilities.
I was going to suggest in the first sentence of the first paragraph to include after educational accounting principles.
I'm still not entirely sure we need this whole section.
Well, yeah, but this might be good for our job posting though. Like, I feel
well,
like
I guess the one of the questions, like, where would this, to Robert's point, where would this be posted?
Oh,
where would we post this, Kathy, if we were gonna?
It where seems important. Where do we put it?
Well, I mean,
okay, so let me just look at it. Hold on one second. Comprehensive knowledge.
Somebody's seriously looking for a job, they're going to see the town of Bolton looking for a CFO, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be abbreviated. And once they get to the rest of it.
I mean, obviously, we're not going to post all of this. Like I said, we try to very, very much limit what we put out in the paper or on certain websites because we have to pay for it. And it's usually by word. It's not usually a flat cost, although I will say CCM, I believe, is a flat cost of $150 for their ads. But if this is something we wanted added somewhere, I would definitely make sure, you know, if you told me what you wanted exactly, we'll make sure it's on the website with the job description, which is where we're sending people. Everything that we post, we say, please visit our website for additional information and complete job description.
Yeah, I think we're understanding that we wouldn't be including this much text in a public posting, but somewhere on the website, wherever we're directing people, it would be probably nice to have the skills and the minimum qualifications. So I guess the two options are, one, you leave it, or three options. One, you leave it where it is. Two, you could move it to the front of this document before the document starts. Or three, it could be on the website
itself
as a second attachment or link. You know what I mean? You have a link to the description and a link to the detailed job posting.
Whichever you would, whichever you guys would prefer. I mean,
I think that's completely up to you guys. I like your idea of putting this first and then say job description follows.
Yeah. Is the job description, like all the stuff we just edited, is that like incorporated in a contract that we signed with them, or is it just an attachment to a contract?
That's a good question.
Like a reference point.
Did Jill have a contract that we could use?
Jill only had it, but she only had a contract.
She had a letter of employment.
Employment, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we do need a contract then. Don't you? I think that's.
Well, you could just attach
that. So this could be an attachment to that, but a reference.
The enforceability of it is, I think it would be too detailed to try to say, you know, legally this is yours. And,
right.
And then get a lawyer to read it for you, and they're going to say, well, you didn't do this or that. You know, that could be a whole other world.
We do a letter of employment that usually states, okay, your starting date, your starting pay, and I can't remember off the top of my head, all the other positions in town change dramatically. So some people only make 90% their first 6 months and then they go to 100%, or some don't even make that. They make 90% and then they go to 95% and then they go to 100% a year after. But then it also lists your benefits and what benefits this person gets. So your health insurance and what you're paying and what percentage you're starting at. Things of that sort, and vacation wise and all of that, because I don't believe this is a union position. So we have to spell that all out. And we always attach the job description to it so that they get a copy when it goes out and we keep a copy in their file.
So those are expectations, I would say.
Which?
Wait, I think I misunderstood, Kathy. Could you reiterate? So, like, the benefits and stuff you're saying would be posted as part of the job posting?
Part of their
no, 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 no.
Contract, right? Okay.
Part of the employment letter. In the job, in the job posting, we do post. Okay, health insurance, vision and dental insurance available. Blah 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 blah. But we don't list it out what it is. As far as the employment letter, we will go into a little more detail, saying you're starting at this date. This is the percentage rate you'll be paying for your health insurance and things of that sort. So they have a little more detail going in, and we. A lot of times go as far as to say you will follow quote unquote the supervisor's contract. So whatever is put in that contract for I believe it's 3 years, those are the rates that you'll follow and those are the percentages that you'll follow. And what you'll be responsible for.
Regarding how this visually will be executed on the website, somebody says, oh, Bolton's looking for a CFO. So they go to our website. And it says CFO job available posting. Do they then, is this document that we're reviewing now, the job description, will that be a link that they click on?
Actually, I believe it's, hold on, I can tell you. Let me just look.
I'm looking at our job post and we have both.
I want to say it's both, that you can click a link.
There's either the, like for the admin assistant, we have the full job description.
Yeah.
Or the summer camp director, it's an embedded PDF.
Okay.
So it might both. So it's up to us and or whomever posted.
All right. So do we want the skills and minimum qualifications to be part of this document at the head of this? Do you want it to have two different links to two different documents?
I guess you're saying that with the knowledge, skills, and abilities, if you put it at the top, somebody reads through that and they said, well, I'm not qualified.
Right.
And they won't have to read the rest of the detail.
Yeah, right. The end's not the right point.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we could do is the knowledge, skills, and abilities, we could put that right on. So when you click on the website and you go to jobs and it says CFO, it will say in there, the town of Bolton is currently hiring for CFO, blah, 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 blah. We could put this right there, knowledge, skills, and abilities required, and put that right there. Then if you scroll down further, it's going to give you their full job description below that.
Yes.
No, I
agree with that.
All right, cool.
Do you use uppercase B's or lowercase B's in the blah, blah part?
I'm going to have to charge you extra for that tonight. Just saying.
Depends if that's someone's name.
So I think that's a great layout for the website. And then would we still need it to be part of the paper job description?
Do we want to work it then? So it's on the website?
It's in the top already. If you were going to print this out and read it wouldn't because be on that's.
It would be redundant.
I wouldn't put it back on the bottom. No.
Yeah. But you would have it. You would have it as part of the job description at the top.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Kathy,
I think that would be a good idea. And the only reason I'm saying that is if we move it to the top, it at least keeps it in one document so that we have this document for later on, and it's not changing after this, unless another committee comes forward and wants to see what you've approved and everything. It's all in one document, all in one place. Again, for them.
Okay. I agree with that. So then in terms of the substance of this first paragraph, I was going to suggest adding something to do with comprehensive knowledge of municipal and education accounting principles, municipal finance laws, procurement practices and debt management. That language I picked up from what Amanda had submitted. At least the municipal finance laws, I think is important to have for the person to have some knowledge of.
So other than that last part of the sentence where it says various federal state laws regarding finance.
Well, we could just add the word municipal then regarding municipal finance.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
In the bottom of the black part, various other municipal, federal, and state laws regarding finances.
Or various federal and state laws regarding municipal finance.
Municipal finance. Okay, perfect. Municipal finance. Okay. And you want me to put municipal finance up above as well, where it says, where you just read the first sentence?
No.
No. No. Okay.
And then another suggestion would be to mention Tyler Technologies specifically. It could go, is next paragraph down, the second sentence that begins knowledge, mm-hmm. knowledge of various computer programs and financial software applications, specifically Tyler Technologies. It seems like it'd be really helpful.
Okay.
If we have someone who knows the system, but I don't know, what do you all think about that? Is that too narrow? Are we looking for somebody who's...
It's our program. So.
Currently Tyler Technologies?
Could change.
Right. Or similar enterprise systems is the verbiage that we use.
Oh, an enterprise system.
Sounds official.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good to me. I kind of like that. What do you think, Kathy? You like that one?
I am good with either one. I mean, obviously, if we're... Hold on one second. Hey, can
because
you be quiet up there?
To tell them what specifically
Sorry.
We do, what system we use. I think that's a reasonable thing to mention. But we want to make sure that, like, if you have Oracle or if you have, some, you know, other...
Right. Yeah.
Compare or something else, those will be transferable to a degree.
Or use current use of Tyler and with the ability to switch.
Right. Or Tyler and... I mean, right. So it just... Tell me that you have something on your resume and that you've used one of these terrible systems that charge a lot of money.
Okay, so financials. Knowledge of various computer programs and financial software applications.
I thought it was in here somewhere.
Such as? Yeah, did we mention it?
Who needs Tyler when you can lift 25-pound boxes?
Maybe we should put that in big, bold letters at the top.
I just did a quick text search and I didn't pull Tyler.
Okay.
I don't think it's wrong to put Tyler in. I mean, that's what we're using.
Yeah.
All
right. The comparable enterprise. What's the exact wording?
Or similar enterprise systems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyler, I would put that in.
Tyler Technologies or similar enterprise systems.
Yeah.
Such as Tyler Technologies or similar. Enterprise. Mm-hmm. What'd you say again?
Enterprise systems.
I'm sure we'll drill them down at the interview for that.
Yes. Right.
So that won't take for a couple sentences.
And then, what do you think about? There's a bullet point on page 5 of Amanda's document that reads. Strong experience in budget development, capital planning, forecasting, debt financing, and governmental accounting. Do you think any of that should be in there?
I mean, without rereading all of this again, I don't know that it's not. Do you feel like any of those specifically are not in there?
I don't know.
What's like the heading?
Well, this is on Amanda's. It's called Preferred Qualifications, the last page of her document.
Oh, I might not have that.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll just listen.
So it reads, strong experience in budget development, capital planning, forecasting, debt financing, and governmental accounting.
So wouldn't that go into knowledge, skills, and abilities?
I was going to say, that seems like a header of everything that is within this role.
Yeah, I think we got that covered.
Kathy, you had a comment?
I was just going to say, we could put it in, and then if we find that it's too much in there, we could pull it back out. I mean, once we read through everything, once it's completely together and we have everything we want in there and we do a final read through, we can always pull it back out.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the knowledge, skills, and abilities, and I don't see anything about budgeting.
And I'm sorry, but I miss it because you're proposing this in the knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think budgeting is such a huge.
Yes. No. Now I want.
Right.
Now I.
Yeah. If it's going in the top part, then wouldn't hurt to have it in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll add that in.
I think we had projections and stuff within the body of the job description already, but not in this part. Yeah. In the header part. Yeah.
Knowledge. Okay. I will add
maybe
it in there.
Either you could put it at the end of the first paragraph or as a separate paragraph.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Okay.
All right. I didn't have any other comments.
I still hear paper flipping, so
yeah,
we get close.
Yeah, we know.
What are our next steps? So no other, if no other comments, what are the next steps?
Katsy's gonna
I will have this done and ready for you no later than Thursday of this week.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad to see you're doing good enough to show up tonight. Or
thank you.
That's good news. So if she's capable of doing it for Thursday, we have to be grateful.
Well, we are. Thank you, Kat.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and then so with that, I'm sorry. No, you're
gonna say. I was going to say, then we should look at a clean copy with everything.
Yep.
All of, because I just noticed that the Kathy did include a copy so far of all the additions, and there might be little things that we catch, like lines that are not lined up, you know, the formatting. Like I see some periods, like
mm-hmm.
period 10, period 12, so things like that we would want to catch.
Yeah,
we could even do that by, I don't know if we'd need a meeting to do that, we could just do that on our own.
We asked, did Jim call, what's her name's today? Yes, sir. You don't know. And to schedule, to make sure that they knew this was coming at them so they could hurry it along.
Who? Oh, the
yeah, oh, Clifton?
That's
yeah, Clifton.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So,
I don't know.
All right.
Hopefully they can move it along within a short okay. period of time.
Okay. So I think we just need to look at the final version with right. the changes that we made.
Which is what Clifton would be looking at too.
Yep, we sign off on it. And then somebody, is that going to have to be you, Kathy, to send it to the consultant, or is that somebody else?
Yep. Yeah. So what my plan would be, Gwen, if this is okay with you, I will get all these changes made. I will go through and do a final read through, and then I'll send it to you first. So you and I can go back and forth again. And then maybe we should, do you want it to go out to everybody in this committee again? For yes, a final read?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe if I get it, maybe if, you and I can go back and forth, and then by mid to late next week, everybody else could have looked at it and gotten back to us with any changes. And then we can send it over to Clifton if that's okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So okay. Then realistically, we are looking at a late July posting.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No. Yeah. You're feeling more optimistic than that, Rodney?
If she's going to have us the final one corrected after you and Kathy go through it on next middle of next week.
Or the beginning of next week, yeah. I mean,
she could send it to Clifton as well. So,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
Whatever time frame is, I'm not trying to push it.
Yeah, so we're saying late.
Your truck is beeping and the lights are flashing.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
This meeting's on over.
Turn it off. Don't let the battery is that short.
Just in time. Yeah, how long do you think Clifton is going to need for the turnaround?
Just don't touch it after.
And tell me what to do.
I don't
no
know.
Problem.
I don't know. That.
Yeah.
But yeah, mid-July, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that I can't answer. That would be more of a Jim question.
And do we, and then does it, I think one other thing too, does the posting say post it until filled? Or do we say if it posts, do we have it posted for time, 30 days?
How long do you run the ad for, Kathy?
It depends on what we're running for. It honestly depends on what we're running it for. Because you have somebody that's in that position, if you're comfortable with that person right now and we can do, you know, a 3-week run or a 4-week run, then let's do it. I will tell you for Sue Ellen's position, we ran it for a week because we're about to get slammed in that office with her leaving. So, and it's a totally different totally different position. And I will just tell you, we got slammed with applications. I had 108 resumes that came through.
Wow.
But
that's great.
That's not unusual for an administrative position, though. And I will tell you, not all of them are administrative. I mean, I have people, oh, I work for McDonald's and I'm looking for a job. And not even tailoring it to, oh, I have some kind of experience or anything. But like literally 108 people sent in things for this position. This is obviously...
Well, thank you for your time and effort on that tip.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. This is definitely more centralized and we have a specific need here. I don't know how long you guys want to put it out for, but I mean, obviously Stephanie's working. Yeah. I mean, we can put till posted. We could do a 2-week and see what we come up with and leave it as until posted. I mean, it's really up to us. It's not a union position, so we can kind of move with how we need to.
Can we pay by the week or by the day?
So Indeed is a 5 or 7 day limit, I believe. I can look at higher amounts of time. I don't know that I've ever gone beyond that just because it starts to get expensive. Like I said, CCM is $150 and I believe the ad is in there for maybe 2 weeks. It could be longer. So I'll have to check the times.
So at a minimum 2 weeks.
I'd say a minimum
Two weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because you said that there are lots of people looking for these job, looking for finance directors.
Right. Well, that would give me time to work on my master's in
and lifting your 25 pound box. So, and maybe we just want to ask, is Jim there? I can't see.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we just want to ask for clarification on that one thing about the question we had about.
So I'll cut in, Kathy. So one of the things in higher education is that we, in higher education research or finance, that you have to have familiarity with uniform guidance, which dictates the way that we do all of our grants accounting, all of our asset inventory, everything that kind of falls under the giant umbrella of operating research. Is there anything similar to that in a municipality?
I think the closest thing we have to that is the Uniform Chart of Accounts, which actually comes down from the state comptroller's office. And we as a town adopted that several years back. And the reason that we did that is because that actually drives data collection for the state or municipalities, and it helps them. You know, one of the things that we have started doing is working on a set of SOPs, which I think is really the closest thing we have that would parallel what you're talking about. So we do have a finance policy manual, which is a living, breathing document that from time to time we have to update. And that's one of the things that, you know, we have worked on already with Stephanie. We've identified with her and with CLA, we haven't updated them because you guys have to act on them. We have some things, we have a list of things that we do need to update.
Okay, and the one other question we had was on the last part of examples and incidental duties. There is a line that says serves as financial consultant for union contract negotiations. I didn't really see that Jill had done anything like that. I know that you and you deal with the union, you negotiate with the union. I know it comes back to me. We put in the numbers. I go back to Lisa. She recognizes the numbers. I know Jill eventually recognized the numbers, but I didn't know if there's more to it than that.
It's not a practice that's ever happened to my knowledge. You know, at one point when I first started here, I was in the union and I was a union leader, if you will. And so I sat at the negotiating table on the other side until I moved into the management position and started sitting on the negotiating team from this side. And I don't ever recall a finance manager being involved. It doesn't necessarily mean that they shouldn't be. It doesn't mean that it's not necessarily a decent practice to consider. But to my knowledge, it's never happened except on the very periphery.
Yeah.
So as far as being on the job description, it's not necessary. It's not really necessary.
I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, could fall under and other duties as assigned by a supervisor. If you want assistance, and I could understand if we were if we were trying to calculate something, you know, that was extraordinary that we wanted the finance person to sit in on. And I will tell you, I mean, I did have conversations with Jill when she was here as the finance person, you know, to talk about what impacts that was going to have, you know, budgetarily. Most of it has been pretty obvious.
So we decided to take that out. It sounds like it does not have to be.
Yeah.
Right. And there's okay. always the opportunity to draw that individual in if you need them for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
10 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. So that's an end. End meeting.
Right. Bottom right.